Mix 101.7 KAYL, continuing with the Saturday morning huddle, and East Sac County now. Eric McCullough joins us, the Raiders coach, as Pocahontas area winning in Pokey over East Sac last night, 21-14. First of all, coach, appreciate the stats and game information that you send every week beforehand so I can get a little bit of an idea of how things went. And let's start with the first half, as much of the scoring was packed in the first 24 minutes, I see.
Yeah, things got off started right away. Pocahontas, took the opening drive down and scored on a 5-yard pass with 7:30 left in the first quarter. We responded and on our next drive and drove it down and scored on a 2-yard run. Trevor Asher with 2:15 left in the first. Things kind of went back and forth a little bit in the beginning of the second quarter, but Pocahontas took about a 3-play drive. They scored on an 86-yard pass with 5:08 left in the second. Their PAT was good, kicked off to us. Again, things kind of went back and forth a little bit. We kind of tried pushing our 2-minute offense a little bit. You're kind of looking back on it, maybe should have just kind of tried to run the clock out, got into halftime. But we tried to take some shots, and we ended up throwing an interception, which ended up setting up them for a 15-yard pass with 19 seconds left for a touchdown in the second right before halftime. PAT was good, so we go into halftime down 21-6. We made some adjustments, did some talking with the boys. We come back out after halftime. We put a nice drive together. We ended up scoring on a 3-yard run by Chris Conorino with 7:13 left in the third. Our 2-point conversion was good from Geary to Warnema. And that's when all the scoring kind of stopped. Then third quarter, fourth quarter, just kind of back and forth between us and Pocahontas. I believe we got down close to the red zone 2 or 3 times between the third and fourth quarter. But we just could not get across that goal line.
Yeah, I guess that's what it really boiled down to in the second half, after you said you got that early score in the third quarter 3 times. You got between their 20 and 28-yard line, but nothing to show for it.
Yeah, and that's the one thing, we got to make sure we finish drives. And it was just kind of come down to just maybe a missed block here or a missed assignment there. Try to run a couple play action passes, and I know our guys run kind of the wrong routes or didn't run a route, and it just kind of puts you in a tough spot then when you have to try and make things up. But I was real happy with the boys, how they responded after halftime, and our defense really stood strong, not giving any points up in the second half. Offense put a great drive together. Now we just have to kind of put it all together.
Yeah, it gained total yards by more than 60, had 10 more first downs. Nick Snyder, I see 27 rushes for 151 yards. Chris and Trevor each found the end zone for you. Anybody else you want to give a quick plug to on either side of the ball?
Dylan Baum over had some great returns on the special teams. Max Bloom making a couple good catches. He ended up having 3 catches for 68 yards. And Cameron Warnemont had 4 catches for 39 yards. Justin Geary, he's still learning that quarterback spot a little bit. He made some good throws, and he was 7-18 for 107, and he's just growing, getting better every week. Austin Bruning had a great defensive game. He had 1 tackle and 6 assists and also had a tackle for a loss at our defensive tackle position. I think when a guy can kind of lead there, I thought he did a nice job helping with that run contain. Carter Chester, who had been out sitting injury for last 3 weeks, he was able to get back in this week, come out and had 8 assists and a couple tackle or assists for loss. Austin Brown had 2 solos and 3 assists. Nick Snyder had a solo and 4 assists. And Max Bloom had 2 solos and assists. And as you kind of saw, a lot of other kids with some tackles. But, we talked about last week when we played Clarinda, we jumped out early on them, played with a lot of emotion, really a lot of focus. This week, we kind of came out flat, and it kind of showed. That's what we talked about with the boys, is This being a non-district game, it does, you know, it's not going to hurt our playoffs and things, but it's going to sting just because it's an opponent that we know that, you know, in our conference and stuff like that. And we've got to learn from these mistakes and kind of get back on track as we look at district football again next week.
Raiders 1-4 could easily be 4-1, but that's the way the ball bounces. And as you said, back in district play next week, taking on Shenandoah, as you'll be down there to tangle with them. Raiders coach Eric McCullough, thanks for the comments, coach, and best of luck next week. We'll talk to you again soon.
Hey, sounds great. Thank you.